So yesterday, we spoke something about the meeting at Kurukshetra and how the Brijbasis were reunited with their Prananath, the Lord of their life, Sri Krishna, and how Krishna met with Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda. And we concluded by mentioning how Krishna, he'd made personal arrangements to take care of all the Brijbasis, give them some place to stay. But in the case of the gopis, he requested Balaram and Uddhava that they go and they take care of the gopis. This is described by Srila Jiva Goswami in his Gopal Champu. And we express some understanding of the reason, the inner reason for that, because Krishna, through that, in a kind of parokshavad, an indirect way of speaking, telling the gopis, I've kept my promise. We're again united. I sent Uddhava with a message. Sarvabhu, can you turn it on? I sent Uddhava with a message. And then later I sent Balaram with a message. And I haven't forgotten you. So, it's a very, very big subject matter. And a very difficult thing we want to try to speak on today. We got the anumanta, or the permission, from our temple commander that we can continue till 8:30 this morning, so we'll go a little bit late. This would take many hours to describe all these things, probably. When the gopis met with Krishna in that private place, they began to cry again and again out of intense happiness to see Krishna. And again the gopis would faint. And then again they would rise up, and again they would cry, and again they would faint. Krishna gave them solace in so many different ways, and they became pacified. Krishna, seeing the condition of the gopis, how all of them had become so very thin from not eating and from crying and crying, and how pale they were, Krishna began to think to himself, I sent Uddhava with some message. But it didn't help to remove their pain. So Krishna began to think of different various ways that he could solace the gopis. And Krishna thought to himself that this external pain, this bhaya dukkha, this can be removed just by my darshan. This antarina dukkha, this internal pain that the gopis have, this is very difficult to remove. Because the gopis, they felt betrayed. They were hurt. Krishna, we gave you everything. We gave you all of our love. One commentator has explained that there's two different types of love. Choitaki priti. And ahoitaki priti. This hoitaki priti means love with a reason. It's known as sopadika priti, or love that has a designation. This is my husband. This is my wife. I love them because you're supposed to. This is my father. This is my mother, my daughter, my son. But the love of the gopis was nirupadika priti. It had no designation. It was ahoitaki priti. There was no cause for it. Hetara nasa hoile se priti nasa prapta. With hoitaki priti, if the reason is destroyed, then the love is also destroyed. Sometimes we've seen a parent loves the child. I love you so much, and I've arranged with great difficulty and hard work. I've saved so much money so that you can go to Harvard University. I know one man like that. He was a very, very wealthy and educated person. And he had a daughter. He was disappointed. He wanted a son. But he had a daughter because he wanted a son who would be the president of the United States. So he decided, my daughter is going to be the president. She'll be the first lady president of the United States. This is a true story. And he saved up so much money, and he had so many expectations. And then she became a Hare Krishna devotee. And he became furious. I hate you. Where was his love? Because his love is so padika priti. It has a designation. I love you as long as you are like this. It's hoitiki priti. With a motivation, with a cause. And if the motivation is removed, then the love is gone. But the gopi's love was not like that. The gopi's love was spotless. They gave everything to their Prananath, Shama Sundar. So this was the inner pain of the gopis. They were hurt. Was there something wrong with our love? Our love is spotless. So Krishna, to try to alleviate that inner pain of the gopis, he requested him. Kshama karite nija aparada gane. He said this. You please forgive me for my offenses. It was a very wonderful moment. And the pains of the gopis were removed. Krishna pacified them in many ways and began to address them in loving words. Solunta vachane taube kori sambhasana uttariya vastradila vasite asana. At that time the gopis, they took off their uttariyas, their scarfs, and folding them very nicely, they made a pile of them there. And they offered Shyam Sundar a seat. Krishna's heart melted. There was a subtle message from this. Because you may know, for those of you who are familiar with the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam, that this happened before. During the Rasalila at Vamsivat, the gopis, they took off their uttariyas and they made a pile of them there on the bank of the Jamuna. And they offered Gopinath a seat. And Krishna sat amongst them. So, directly the gopis are reminding Krishna, do you still remember Braj? Do you still remember that full moon night that we danced on the bank of the Jamuna? Krishna became overwhelmed with their love. Apananke rini mahani asane basila. And thinking himself to be in debt to those gopis, Krishna sat down amongst them. Chatur dige basalena braja badu gana purna sasadhara bhedi jaiche udugana. The braj gopis then sat down around Krishna, just as all the stars surround the full moon. Brishabhanu sutabi lagila kahite chida anurage dukha je achila chitte. Then, the daughter of Maharaj Brishabhanu, Srimati Radharani, began to express her unhappiness from the core of her heart. Beda dharma, loka dharma, deha dharma, ar sabatyaji tomara charana kaini sar. Hey Prananath, hey Krishna, hey Govinda, we gave up everything for you. We gave up Veda Dharma. We broke the injunctions of Vedic Shastra. We gave up our husbands. We ran to you in the dead of night. We gave up Lord Dharma, injunctions that people follow. We gave up Deha Dharma, the Dharma of our own bodies. Sabatyaji. We gave up everything. Tomara Charana Kainusar. And we just took shelter at your lotus feet. Sayane Swapane Toma Binu Nahi Jani. Toma Na De Kilakshani. Koti Jugamani. While we were sleeping or awake, you were our only concern. Without you, a moment seemed like a yuga. Asiba kahiya matra madupuri gela kadachit punarapi darshanadila. You gave some message. You told us, I'll return soon. But you didn't. You went to Mathura. And you didn't return to us again. Uruvera dvara kaile joga upadesh. And that wasn't enough. You sent some message with Uddhava that we should do yoga, that we should meditate on you. Sakata shavana matre bhari arosha. And what was the effect of your words? It only increased the pain and the anger in our hearts. Through Uddhava, you promised that you would return soon. Tomara darshana ase dhari jivana. That hope was the only thing that kept us alive. We were going to die. Then after a long time, Bahudini pari puna balarama dvare. You sent another message through Balaram. But what did it all mean? Maharaj Radhadipe Archita Hoya Raja Kanya Ganasuke Bibai Korea. Now you're a big man. You become king. You're Dwarkadish. And I see you have so many wives. And you're very happy. Nana je kutuka rashe, koricha bihare, karane bhujina tyaga, koile mo sabare. Now we understand. You're enjoying yourself so much in Dwarka. We understand now why you've left us. Bastava amara sabahoiva vanachari, najani e rasha, paripati. Suchaturi. What are we? We're Banacharis. We live in the forest. We don't know anything. Najani arasha paripati. Suchaturi. We don't know anything about royal life and royal happiness. We're just simple cowherd girls. Our main occupation is making gobar patties. Cow dung. We don't know about all this royal life. Jemata rasagyatuni jai chetuya man tumata nahoye mora brajabadu gan. You're the king of rasa. We braj gopis, we're not like you. Hena bhujitabi ati rasagyana chile teni mosavhari lana Bihara Kahile. Very likely, I think that when you were living in Braj, you weren't so expert in rasa. And so at that time, you played with us. And then you left. Ebi ati rasagya hoya supravini karicha tadana rupa rasa aswadane. But now, ebi, you are more skilled in rasa. And now you're enjoying life with great pleasure with all of your mahishis, all your queens there in Dwarka. Kintu, tumi satya bhari kahi sarva jane, satya chara nadheki adhuka paimane. Everyone has said that you're satyavadi. You speak the truth. But satya chara na dekhiya. not seeing that behavior in you, dukkha paimani, has caused us great pain. Ataeva purva kata koriya smarane jatcha chale ailama tomara dasane. Remembering our previous talks we had with you, we came here to see you on the pretext of pilgrimage. Tabe Krishna Chandra Ati Lajita Hoya Kahite Lagia Kichu Binaya Koriya. At that time, Krishna Chandra, that moon amongst the stars of the gopis, he became Lajja. He became ashamed. He was defeated by those words of Radharani. And in a very humble way, Krishna began to speak to the gopis. Suna priya ghana ami je kahi vachan toma sabharini ami sadarakshan. Listen, O priya ghana, my beloveds, I'll tell you something. I'm always in your debt. Niravaritu sabhara koriya smarana. Mora jata dukha nahi jani kono jan. I spent my days thinking about you. I never forgot you. But there in Dwarka, I had no companions that I could express my sorrow to. I was alone. No one could understand the pain in my heart. Amara bichede te sabhara dasa jena to sabhavi hane mora dasa hoyatena. Just as you suffered in separation from me, I also suffered in separation from you. Say ati durhu havasta kori sangopani kichu matra satya bhama rukmini dadi jani. I had to hide the heart, the condition of my heart from others. No one was there who could understand. Only Satyabhama and Rukmini knew a little of it. Braja jabhyar ati utkantita man kadachita nahi ati durdayeva karana. I was very eager to return to Braj. My revered spiritual master, he told a story in this regard, which he called Three Logs of Wood. It was a story of the first Rathyatra and how Krishna returned to Vrindavan and what happened when he returned there. Krishna said, I was very eager to return to Braj, but I was helpless to go there. And he said a very profound thing to them. Sabi Sarva Tyagi Kasi Bhajila Amake. You gave up everything to worship me. But Ami Karyavasi Tyaga Korinu Sabake. You gave up all your duties to worship me, but for duty's sake, I had to give up you. Akritagya. He said, someone who's akritagya, who's ungrateful. Janakabu smiti jogya nahi. Such a person doesn't deserve to be remembered. Ataeva jekahi, jemana dehatahi. So you're all free to go. If you want, you can leave me now. The Bhagavatam, 82nd chapter, describes Krishna's words at that time to the gopis. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in his commentary, indicates what Srimati Radharani was thinking at that time. And she told Krishna, we're not like you. Huh? Your heart was shattered remembering us. And day and night you were crying in the distress of separation from us. But we didn't remember you at all. We never thought of you. In fact, We've been very happy without you. Things have been very nice. And at that time, Krishna began to speak to the gopis. Apyavyadya yatasman svid akrita jnana vishankaya nunam bhutani bhagavan yunakti vinyakti cha. Krishna said, do you think that I'm ungrateful? And in this way, you're holding me in contempt? He said, after all, it's not my fault. But it's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, who brings all living beings together and then sometimes separates them. Jiva Goswami describes that the gopis were looking at him. Well, Krishna is telling us that he's helpless. It's not his fault. And then Krishna told them, Mai bhaktir hi bhutanam amitatvaya kalpate disyayad asin matsneho bhavatinam marapana. Krishna said that rendering bhakti to me, devotional service, qualifies any living being for eternal life. But by your good fortune, you developed a special loving attitude toward me by which you've obtained me. Jiva Goswami says that the gopis are thinking then, now what are you saying? At first you told us it's not my fault. After all, God brings everyone together and sometimes he separates them. And now you're telling us that you're God. What are you saying? And then Krishna told them, Aham hi sarva bhutanam adir antonataram bahi bhutikanam yata kambar burvayur jyotir angana. Dear ladies, you should understand that I am the beginning and the end of all created beings. I exist both within and without them, just as the elements, ether, water, earth, air, and fire are the beginning and end of all material elements and exist both within and without them. Evam yetani bhutani bhutesh atman manatata ubhayam mayatta pare pashatabhavatam akshare. In this way, all created beings reside within the basic elements of creation, while the spirit souls pervade the creation, remaining in their own true identity. You should see both of these, the material creation and the self, as manifest within me, the imperishable supreme truth. Jiva Goswami says, the gopis were thinking, now what are you saying? First you told us it's not your fault because God is in control, and what can you do? And then you told us that you're that God. And now you're speaking to us about Brahman. What are you saying? Jiva Goswami says, at that time Krishna became confused. He didn't know what to say to the gopis. What does it mean? Is Krishna being cruel to the gopis? Is he being heartless? I'm trying to express some basic siddhantas to them, which the gopis are far, far beyond. This is a very deep subject matter. Jiva Goswami has spoken something of this in his Krishna Sandarbha, Anucheda 172. Tadevam swarasikya prakata lila darshita ata prakata prakata lile dve pyatarta visheshanaha. Jiva Goswami, he says that Krishna's prakat form, his manifest form, and also his aprakat form, which appeared in the hearts of the devotees in the stage known as swarsiki meditation, are both described in the following verse, the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10:33-35. Gopinam tatpatinam cha sarvesham apidehinam yontaschadati so dhyaksha esha kridana deha bhak. The same Sri Krishna, the Bhagavatam describes, who appeared in Vrindavan in his prakat form and enjoyed pastimes in the company of the cowherd men of Vrindavan, also appeared in his aprakat form within the hearts of all the Braj gopis and the cowherd men who were their husbands. This is a very, very difficult subject matter to understand. Krishna promises, Yegatamam prapadyante, tam sataiva bhajamyam. I always reciprocate with my devotees. This is his solemn vow. But that promise was broken by the gopis. And Krishna, he spoke this thing to the gopis at the time of the Ras Lila. He told the gopis that Napariye ham niravadya samyujam susaru krityam vibudaya sapiva yamabajam durjaya geha shrinkalai samvichayatad vipatiyatu sadunaha. You've defeated me. I reciprocate with everyone else. Those devotees who came to the Govardhan retreat and are worshipping Giriraj every day and who want a shiny red bicycle. I'll certainly give that to them. And those devotees who want a beautiful wife and a handsome husband and some money, no problem. We'll give them those things. But you don't want anything. Your love is spotless. So I'm in your debt. And I don't have the money to return that debt. If you have a debt that you have to repay, and you don't have the currency, the money to repay that, then what will you do? You may beg for it. And Krishna did that. Sachinanda Maharaj was describing a very wonderful story the other day, which was a story, I don't know if you mentioned Maharaj, but it was a vision that came to Narahari Chakravarti Thakur. And he saw Krishna begging from Srimati, please give me your bhav. And Radharani was saying, what do you want with the feverish emotions of this crazy Pagalini, Radha? And Krishna prayed, please give that to me. And she wouldn't give that to him. So if you're in debt, and you have to repay that. You don't have the money. Don't have a job. You're not living in Australia so you can go on the dole. Then you have to beg for it. But if they won't give you that money, then what can you do? You only have one choice. You have to steal it. So Krishna didn't have that wealth. Krishna, by nature, his constitutional ontological position is Priti Vishroy. He's a supreme object of love. He's God, Bhagavan. The gopis headed by Srimati Radharani, their constitutional position is Priti Ashroy. They're the abode of love. And it was that love, that prema dhana, prema dana vina vyarta daridra jivana dasa kori vetan more deha prema dana, which Krishna begged from the gopis. He said that daridra jivana, not daridra narayan, it's not that God is poor, but he said, my life is poor because I don't have this prema dana, the wealth of prema. Please give it to me. I'll become your servant. And the only wages that I request are this prema dana. But they wouldn't give it. So Kutuki Rasastomam Ritva, Rupa Goswami describes in his Dvitiya Chaitanyastaka, an amazing thing happened. Krishna stole it. How did he steal it? It was locked up in a very secure place in the heart of Srimati Radharani. Like a great bank safe. But Krishna, he's Choragaganya Purushottam. He's the greatest of thieves. So he broke open that bank of the heart of Srimati Radharani. How did he do that? Just as sometimes a person who's very expert in breaking open a safe may take a torch and applying great heat, he may break that safe open. So Krishna applied some heat to the heart of Srimati Radharani. And that heat is known as Vipralamba Agni, or the fire of separation. Jiva Goswami in Pisandarbha, he says that the word Vipralamba means attaining something from a distance. In other words, Vipralamba indicates, means external union, external separation, but internal union. So Krishna softened the heart of Srimati Radharani. He didn't leave Vrindavan. He stayed behind in the hearts of the gopis. And this is the meaning of his words at Kurukshetra. He's not speaking about Brahman. He's speaking about pranaya, the stage of love where the lover and the beloved become one. And that thing happened when Krishna entered into the heart of Radharani. At that time, a very amazing happened. Shamsundar entered into Radharani's heart. And when he came out, he became Gorasundar. His blackish complexion was gone, and he was golden. And when he came out, he saw that Vrindavan was gone. The Jamuna River was no longer there, and instead, it was Navadweep, and there was the Ganga. We wrote a magazine a year or so ago, and we spoke something, we addressed a very esoteric topic about the mystery of Jagannath Puri. Srila Prabhupada, he's described in his purport to Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 13, 120. After giving up the company of the gopis in Vrindavan, Sri Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda, engaged in his pastimes at Dwarka. When Krishna went to Kurukshetra with his brother and sister and others from Dwarka, he again met the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Bhava Jyoti Salalita. That is, Krishna himself assuming the part of Srimati Radharani in order to understand Krishna. In order to understand himself. Lord Jagannath Dev is Krishna. And Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Srimati Radharani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's leading Lord Jagannath towards the Gundicha temple corresponded to Srimati Radharani's leading Krishna toward Vrindavan. Sri Ketra, Jagannath Puri, was taken as the kingdom of Dwarka, the place where Krishna enjoys supreme opulence. But he was being led by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Vrindavan, the simple village where all the inhabitants are filled with ecstatic love for Krishna. At Kurukshetra, when Krishna spoke all these different words to the gopis, at that time, the gopis, they replied to Krishna, Ahushchate nalina nava padara vindam yogeshvaraya hridin yogeshvaraya Hridivichinja magarabodai Sangsara kupa patitotaranava lambam geham jusamapi manasyudiyat sadanaha. They spoke in a very curious way. O Nalina Naba, O Lord Narayan, you're Yogeshvara, the king of yogis, the greatest of yogis. You're that personality who's worshipped by persons with great intelligence. Prabhupada translates this verse. Dear Lord, whose navel is just like a lotus flower, Lord Narayan, your lotus feet are the only shelter for those who have fallen in the deep well of material existence. Your feet are worshipped and meditated upon by great mystic yogis and highly learned philosophers. We wish that these lotus feet may also be awakened within our hearts, although we are only ordinary persons engaged in household affairs. This is the common meaning to this verse, but there are at least three meanings to this verse. The gopis are speaking in what's known as parokshavad. They're saying one thing, but meaning another thing. Jiva Goswami describes in Krishna Sandarbha, one meaning of this verse, that the gopis, they're saying, Ahushchate nalina nabha padada vindam yogeshvarai hridi vichinchama gada bodhai. You're telling us that we should meditate on your lotus feet, but that's the purpose of the yogis. We don't have qualification like those yogis. Sangsara kupa patito tarana avalambam. We're fallen in the well of household life. Those yogis, their qualification is they're peaceful. They're shanta. So they can meditate on you. They're peaceful because they have no desires. But we're not peaceful. We're always agitated. We can't sit and think of your lotus feet. We can't, because we're full of thoughts of you. Our minds are always disturbed, thinking about you. We're not like those yogis. Don't speak to us in that way. Another meaning is there, and this verse is a very important verse. It's a Ahushchate Nalina Nabha Padada Vindam verse. It was spoken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Vrindavan, the Rathayatra. A very curious thing is there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he describes in Harinam Chintamani two different types of names, Mukyanam and Gonanam, or primary and secondary names. Those primary names are names such as Govinda, Gopal, Nandanandan, Giridhari, Radhanath. Names which indicate the pastimes of Krishna. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says the secondary names are names that describe the Lord's relationship with a dull material world, like Srishtikarta, like Narayan, like Nalina Nabha and Yogeshvara. And these secondary names, the fruits of the primary names, are that one gets prema. The fruits of the secondary names are that one gets some sriti, some piety, and you get some liberation. So why are the gopis and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu addressing Krishna in this way? We wrote some article about this in our newest magazine called the article, The Opulence of Puri. The gopis are giving some other indication to the Lord. Oh, excuse us. Please accept our obeisances. You're a big man now. Yes, you're Bhagavan. You're God. Do you still remember the gopis of Vrindavan? We're fallen in the well of household life. You don't remember us. You're a big man now, Dwarkadish. Here with all these kings, and elephants, and weapons, and so much royal retinue. Do you still remember the Braj Gopis. And this is the meaning of the Rath Yatra festival. There's a beautiful song in this regard, which is sung by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the Rath Yatra in front of Lord Jagannath. You can sing that song. This song describes the feelings of Srimati Radharani at Kurukshetra when she saw Krishna there in that place. We'll sing this song in a special raga. This raga is called Ashabari. Ashabari means, it's a compound word, two words are there, Asha and Bari. Bari means great, and Asha means hope, the great hope, which is expressed by these Braj Gopis. Sarva? Is this not working? This light's not working? Light is not working? Madanga?
Avaseshe Radha Krishne Kore Nivedana Avaseshe Radha Krishne Kore Nivedana Say to me, say Ami Say Nava Sangama Say to me, say Ami Tatapi amara mana Hare Vrindavana Tatapi amara mana Hare Vrindavana Vrindavane Udayakara Apana Charana Udayakara Apana Charana Ihan Lokaranyati Gorarata Dvani Aham pushparanya bringa pika nada shuni Ihan raja veja sange sabakatriya gana Tahan gopa besha sange murali vadana Murali vadana Bhaje tomara sangi je sukha svadana Sisuka sumadera na hi je ka kana. Amalana puna lila koro bindavane. Puna lila. Amalana puna lila koro bindavane. Tabe amama no bancha hoya tapurane. Tabe amama no bancha hoya tapurane.
Mahaprabhu spoke to Jagannath. You are the same Krishna and I am the same Radharani. We're meeting again in the same way that we met in the beginning of our lives. Although we're both the same, my mind is still attracted to Vrindavan Dham. Actually it said, Mana Hare Vrindavan. My mind is stolen by Vrindavan. I wish that you'll please again appear there with your lotus feet in Vrindavan. In Kurukshetra, there are crowds of people, elephants and horses, and the rattling of chariots. But in Vrindavan, there are flower gardens, and the humming of bees and the chirping of birds can be heard. Here at Kurukshetra, you're dressed like a royal prince accompanied by great warriors. But in Vrindavan, you appeared just like an ordinary cowherd boy, accompanied only by your beautiful flute, Sange Murali Vadana. Here, there's not even a drop of the ocean of transcendental happiness that I enjoyed with you in Vrindavan. I therefore request you to come to Vrindavan and enjoy pastimes with me. If you do so, my ambition will be fulfilled. Can I just say a little thing? How is it that Jagannath Puri is like Vrindavan? We understand by Shastra that every dham has an Ishtadev. In Vrindavan, the Ishtadev is Shamsundar Krishna. But in Jagannath Puri, the Ishtadev is Lord Jagannath. Now you may say, no problem, Jagannath is Shamsundar Bhagavan. Mm-hmm. But if you say that thing, then we have a question. If Jagannath is Krishna, Vrindavan Krishna, but he's in Dwarka, where is Radharani? Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, he's described. Sada Radha Krishna Chaladatula Kela Stala Yugam Brajam Santya Jaita Yuga Virahito Pi Trutemapi Punadwara Vatyam Jadupatim Api Proda Vibhavai Spurantam Tadvacha Pinachanehi Chalam Sikatam Api. He said, even if I suffer terribly in separation from the divine couple, I won't, not even for a moment, ever leave Braj. Even if Krishna and Dwarka personally asked me to come, I won't go there. If Krishna's personally there saying, hey, come, come, I won't go. Gaton madhi radha spurati harini slista ridaya. Sputam dwarat vatyamiti jadir srinomi shuti tate tadaham tatraivo datamati patami brajapurat samudiya swantadika gati gadindra rapijavat. However, if I hear that out of some madness, for some crazy reason, the daughter of Maharaj Vrishabhanu, Radharani, Sarva, could turn that thing on. If I hear that Radharani, for some crazy reason, has gone to Dwarka, then even if Krishna's not inviting me, then with an excited heart, I'll immediately leave Braj and I'll fly there to Dwarka faster than Garuda. This is the mood of the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is technically known as Bajalasa Rati. When someone has equal or greater love for Radharani than for Krishna. So then why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu go to Jagannath Puri? Where's Radharani? Kotai Radha. Jagannath is there. It's nice. You may say, my Guru Maharaj says, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Radha. Radha Bhava Duti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Surupam. Yes, it's a fact. But if he's in the mood of Radha, why is he worshipping Krishna without the gopis? Where is Radharani? Jagannath Puri Dham is described in Skanda Purana as Gupta Dham, a very hidden place. It's described there, Rahasyametat Paramam Vishno Stanam Anuttamam. This most excellent abode of the Lord is a great mystery. It's a place of great opulence, but it's also a place of sweetness where Mahaprabhu met the Lord. What is the mystery? We did some research for many years. We wrote some article called The Hidden Identity of Jagannath in this magazine. And we found some very amazing things about Jagannath, which we discovered that even many of the pandas in Puri don't know. Radharani's there. She's there with Jagannath. Para Brahma Pira Kuvalaya Dolotfula Nayano Nibasi Nilado Nehita Charano Nanta Shirasi. Did you ever read this verse in Jagannath Ashtakam and wonder, what does it mean, Para Brahma Pita? One translator gave it that it means that his feet are on the head of Lord Brahma. But we're not satisfied with that. A better meaning, which is generally given, is that Lord Jagannath is the last limit of the absolute truth. He's known as Mahabhav Prakash. He's Aishvarja, Madhurja, Yugala Milan. He's a combined form of both opulence and sweetness. So where's Radharani? Rasanandi Radha Sarasa Vapur Alingana Suko Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume. Bola. Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume Rasanandi Radha Sarasa Vapur Alingana Suko. Srimati Radharani is always embraced to Jagannath's chest. What does it mean? Have you seen a photograph of Lord Jagannath? Do you see Radharani stuck there? On the outside? I've not seen that. It has a very deep purport. Very few people are aware of the esoteric details of the rituals involved in the ceremony known is Navakalevram, during which time Jagannath's body is changed. There's only one panda who knows a secret mantra. We managed to get that mantra. They find this daru, this tree, which is going to become Lord Jagannath. They cut that tree down. They cut all the branches off. They cut all the bark off. They do an abhishek and they chant Purusha Shukta prayers. And then the head priest comes. And in a very secret ceremony, he chants a mantra which is known as Soda Nyasa 6 times on that log. We have that verse in this magazine. I won't quote that right now as our time is short. What is that mantra? That mantra is a mantra which evokes Srimati Radharani. Just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a combined form of Radha and Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya, Saganath also, Vasanandi Radha Savasavapura Alingana Sukho, is also a combined form of Radha and Krishna. But there's a difference. My revered spiritual master, he said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna Viraha Vidura Roop. If separation from Krishna can assume a form, that form is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Jagannath is Radha Viraha Vidura Roop, the embodiment of separation from Radha. Every evening in the Jagannath temple, Lord Jagannath wears a very special dress known as Bada Shringara Besh. That dress literally means the great dress of conjugal love. And they say that at that time, Radharani and the gopis come to have darshan of Lord Jagannath. That Bada Shringara Vesh and the Bada Shringara Dup, the last Artik ceremony to Lord Jagannath, take place just before he's put to rest. Many people know about this ceremony. But what very few people know about is that there's a Shayana Vigraha, a very special Vijay Vigraha, or Utsava Murti, kind of festival deity or a practical deity of Lord Jagannath that they use to put to rest every night. Many of you are pujaris, I think. And in many temples in Vrindavan, we have Radhasham Sundar, the big deities. But there are also small deities, and every night those small deities are put in the bed. So similarly with Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath's too big to pick up and put in a bed. They have other deity of him. And who is that deity? It's a very small deity, just a couple inches high. It's made out of solid gold. That deity is called the Shayana Vigraha, or the deity who sleeps. That deity is known as Ardha Nari Ishvara. It's half Lord Narayan and half Lakshmi. It's a very, very confidential thing. And this is the meaning of Kurukshetra Leela, when Krishna tells the gopis, don't think we were ever separated. When it seems like he's speaking some Brahman philosophy to them, he's not. He's speaking about the stage of love known as Pranaya. Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidriso Vanayaiva. Kidriso. And it was for that desire to understand this Mahima, the glories of this aspect of Radhika's love, that Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He came in the mood of Radha, because that was the only way that he could repay his debt to the gopis. And therefore that pastime which takes place at Kurukshetra, in essence, is the same pastime which takes place in Jagannath Puri. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki Srimadujura Saganaiti Murti Mahabha Prakash Jagannath ki Shri Shri Radhe Sham Sundar Ju ki Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki Jai Jai Shri Radhe Jai Jai Shri Radhe Jai Jai Shri Radhe.